In this hot housing market, artists like painters, sculptors, and musicians are finding it harder and harder to find a place to work and live. Historically, in places like Boston, they've created community in old warehouses and factories. Now, many are getting priced out of those spaces. But one group of artists has found a way to avoid displacement by joining forces to buy their own multi-million dollar building. Amelia Mason of member station WBUR reports.
Hello!
Welcome.
Kristen Malia, a graphic designer and multimedia artist, lives in a vast, sunny apartment in Boston.
So here's my entryway, obviously. Here's my kitchen.
It's one of 89 units in the Midway Artist Studios, an artist collective that occupies three sprawling former wool warehouses in Boston's Fort Point neighborhood.
And then this area is pretty much my workspace.
Along one wall hang a series of giant ink paintings of volcanic rocks, which look like pockmarked asteroids. Malia says she never painted anything so large until she moved into the spacious studio.
How big is this? I don't even know, like 9 feet tall. Work like this was pretty much right when I moved in because I could finally start pushing scale with everything. So,
but the most special thing about this apartment is it's here to stay. Malia doesn't have to worry about her rent going up or the building being sold and redeveloped because the artists own it. That's why I'm here. As Boston real estate prices soar, ownership has become kind of the holy grail for artists who fear displacement. I want to find out how the artists at Midway managed to do it.
My name is Ray Baronfenauer. I'm one of the co-founders of Midway Artist Collective, which is the owners of Midway Artist Studios.
Ray Baronfenauer and his wife moved into Midway in 2011. Umfenauer, a filmmaker, and his wife, an architect, relished the community that came with a building full of artists.
You can work with them. You can collaborate with them. You can share your ideas with them. You can share your tools with them.
One day in 2013, Umfenauer discovered a note under his door. It said the landlord planned to sell the building, but not to worry, because the sale would not affect the artists.
Well, as soon as somebody says the sale will not affect you, I think that the first reaction is the sale definitely will affect you.
The panicked artists called a meeting, and they came up with an idea. Why not try to buy the building? Umfenauer and a few others started knocking on doors, asking tenants how much they'd be willing to invest.
And within about 72 hours, we managed to get $518,000 worth of, you know, what you would call non-binding commitments.
It was enough to put together a bid. The artists decided on an amount they calculated would not require them to raise rents, $20 million.
And the seller got back to us within a week and described it as non-competitive.
That's right. $20 million was too low. But the artists kept pushing. They pulled money out of retirement accounts, wrote letters to the city, and somehow they scrounged together a deal.
I think that the seller was as surprised as we were.
The artists closed on the property in June of 2014, and Umfenauer says for 8 years they've paid back investors and kept rents affordable. When he told me this story, I thought, that's amazing, and that it seemed like a pretty hard thing to replicate. In my experience reporting on this issue, by the time artists find out their building is up for sale, it's too late to prevent it.
Recording in progress.
I wondered if there were any programs out there that were helping artists buy space on a larger scale. And that led me to San Francisco.
Could you bring me up to date a little bit on what's unfolding in Boston?
Moy Ng is the CEO of a nonprofit called the Community Arts Stabilization Trust, or CAST. She's the person San Francisco artists call when their building goes on the market and they're worried about getting evicted. CAST's job is to buy the building. Then they either rent it to the artists at an affordable rate or help them figure out how to buy it back. Ng tells me this could happen a few different ways.
Is it a cooperative or is it a condo structure or do they not want to own it all and just rent it? And
sometimes CAST gets outbid, but I was surprised to hear how often they succeed. CAST has bought and renovated 4 art spaces in San Francisco in the course of 8 years.
And we are in the process of a quiet stage of another 3 to 4 projects.
And people in Boston are thinking of ways to replicate that model.
Artists typically need an intermediary to help them either buy a property, redo a property, refinance a property that would allow them to stay.
That's former candidate for mayor John Barrows. As a fan of the arts, he's very concerned about the effect of Boston's booming housing market on artists.
I've come across situations where artists or arts organizations have had a hard time trying to keep a space, find a space.
Barrows now works in real estate, and he's using that expertise to launch an organization that's a lot like CAST.
A nonprofit that would acquire land to help create affordable arts, housing, retail, production space, or performance space.
Barrows says the funding for the project is coming together. Then they can start buying up Boston real estate for artists.
Is there a name for this organization?
Not yet. Let me know if you think of a good one.
The city says it's making its own plans, but it's anyone's guess if and when it will have the funding to secure property on behalf of artists. For Here and Now, I'm Amelia Mason.